Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Hi everyone, it's Jesse Green here. Welcome back to the Savvy Dentist Podcast and of course to SavvyDentist.com. It's great to have you here as always. And in this particular episode, I wanted to record some thoughts for you about the purpose of clarity and the importance of consistency. Now, before I do get into that conversation with you, I wanted to just mention to you that if you happen to be a dental practice owner and you're looking to take your practice to the next level, whatever that may mean for you, and if you're looking for some tools, some strategies, and some training, then you want to head across to the Savvy Dentist Facebook group. You can find it, of course, by searching for it in the Facebook search engine, or you can head across to drjessegreen.com/Facebook and you can find the group there. It is a group for practice owners only, and as I said, it provides some training, some tools, and some tips so that you can take your practice to the next level. Now, in this particular episode, I wanted to talk to you about the importance of clarity and consistency. And the combination of both clarity and consistency is what gives results. And I think over the last few months, particularly over this coronavirus period of time, a lot of us have been reflecting on things that have been happening and how the world has responded, how we've responded. And one of the things I've observed is that there's a couple of reasons why some people really succeed in practice and others don't. And I wanted to talk about one reason why I see that people don't succeed, and that is a lack of a defined goal, a vision, or indeed a dream, whatever you want to call it, goal, vision, dream. But a lack of a defined goal is really a big factor in why many people don't succeed, because they don't know why they're going through what they're going through. They don't know what they're trying to create. The second big thing that we see quite commonly is lack of consistency in both attitude and effort. Yeah, and I've seen some tremendously good people come through dental practice ownership and do okay when they could have done really, really great. They could have had a massive business achieving all sorts of things. But for one reason or another, that lack of consistency really seemed to trip them up. One day they were hot, the next day they were cold. They'd go through a burst of activity and then fall by the wayside, then have another burst of activity, then fall by the wayside, and lose that momentum that they'd been trying to create all the way through. So over the coronavirus period of time, as I said, like everyone else, I've been thinking about things, and I'm sure you have been too. And what I've noticed is I believe there's going to be a separation of those two groups, those people that do okay and those people that do very, very well. And as I've been saying for a lot of months now, as have others, of course, that the other side of coronavirus is opportunity, because with every adversity is the seed of an equal or greater opportunity. And so it's about understanding what that opportunity looks like and being positioned for it. And so one of the things that when it comes to consistency is we need to be able to talk about the ability to cope with a certain amount of monotony. And running a business is really often executing a series of fundamental activities day in, day out, doing the right things consistently every single day. It's not about looking for the next shiny bright object. It's about doing those fundamental things every day. And that can create a sense of boredom. And with boredom comes the opportunity to look around. And sometimes we refer to that as having an affair on our business. We're not giving our business all the love and attention it deserves. And your business is a bit like your wife or your husband. And of course, it wants your love, it wants your attention, it wants your time. And when you give it your love and attention and time, it rewards you with its own version of love as well. And of course, when things become a little bit monotonous, like in any relationship, people might start looking for new and exciting things. And that's where, we take our focus away from the business. And one of the key areas where people tend to put their focus, ironically, is not on other opportunities, although it could be, it's at home. And our homes these days are entertainment centers. We've got every possible streaming service. We've got every possible screen device going in our home. And it's really easy to entertain ourselves to death. And so when we're sitting at home, because we've had a hard day, we feel like we deserve that break, then we lose the focus, we lose the impetus to do the things we need to do to drive the business forward because we feel like we deserve that break. And what I want to tell you is, you know, the cost of a TV might be several thousand dollars or whatever it happens to be, but the real cost, as we all know, is the hours and hours of time that gets spent watching it. Now, just to be clear, I'm not saying don't watch TV ever, ever, ever. I'm just saying making sure that you eliminate those distractions, those things that separate you from the focus that you want to have in order to achieve your business goals. And one of the things I really think is important to also state around this is that it's important to be patient, because when it comes to creating a business, what I've noticed as well is that some people are in a real screaming hurry to achieve their business outcomes. And the metaphor that I use often is, building a business or building a career is like creating something really fine. And if you think about the finest of fine wines in Australia, we often talk about Grange Hermitage. Now, there'll be others that will, say, yes, Jesse, there's a better wine than Grange, and maybe there is. But Grange is regarded as one of Australia's, if not the most popular wine, certainly up there in terms of collectible wines. And Max Schubert, who was the winemaker for Grange or Penfolds in the day, created the Grange Hermitage range. And he was very patient with it. He nurtured the soil. He looked at the environment. He planted the right types of grapevines in order to grow just the right type of grape. And then, of course, those grapes were harvested in the right conditions and then, of course, processed into the fine wine that it became. And it's interesting, we seem to forget that a great product such as Grange takes time, it takes effort, it takes consistency, it takes the right environment. And this is incredibly relevant when it comes to business. We're not trying to build a $2 bottle of Plonk, we're trying to build Grange. We're creating something of lasting and legacy that's going to produce years and years and years and really sustain you into the future. So we've got to understand that it takes time to build a business. Now, the thing I'd also say about building a business is that we've got to be patient with ourselves, because if the maxim that the business will never outgrow ourselves as the leaders of the business is true, and I believe it is a true maxim, then of course we need to grow into the person we need to be to grow that type of business. It's not just a matter of doing certain activities, it's about becoming. So the saying be, do, have is really important here. Who do we need to be? What do we need to do in order to have what we want to have? So it's about working on ourselves first. So this is where it comes back to the consistency and attitude and effort. And one of the things I would say is in today's modern world, it's actually harder, I believe, to be consistent than it was in the past, because there's so many more distractions than there ever used to be. I know I'm sounding like an old guy when I say this, but 10, 15 years ago, there was no Facebook. There was very limited social media platforms and so on and so forth. And so those sorts of things are real distractions now. And when it comes to consistency of effort and attitude, then the attitude part is really about hanging around with the most important people. And one of the reasons I've been advocating for so long that people do get off social media to an extent, or at least limit their exposure to it, is because if we're the product of the people we hang around most, the five people we hang around most, we want to choose those five people very, very carefully. And it's so easy to spend some time on a evening, scrolling an hour through your social media feed, and all of a sudden, an hour, 2 hours has gone by, and we don't even realize it. And we're caught up with what's going on in this or what's going on with that. We see people sparring in various Facebook forums or whatever, and we get drawn into the drama of it all when we really could use our effort and energy to progress our own goals. So it's about making sure that we're using that time really, really well, maintaining a good attitude, maintaining what we would call an above-the-line attitude, where you're taking ownership and accountability and responsibility versus blame, excuse, and denial. So it's about staying above the line consistently. Now, we are human. Sometimes we lapse, but it's about consistently being above the line, having that great attitude on a day-in, day-out basis. Now, one of my good friends, Lisa, tells me about a way that she maintains a good attitude, and she's a hairdresser by profession, and every time she goes through the door at work, she goes through the shaver, as she calls it, and it shaves off all the rubbish. She discards all the crap, and so that when she walks into the practice or her salon every single day, she's walking through as a 10 out of 10, because she's there for other people, and she's going to work with the right attitude. So how do we protect and maintain our attitude? Well, the first thing is, you know, we limit the exposure to negativity. We choose our peer group very, very carefully. We read positive mental attitude books and, you know, business building books or inspiring biographies, and we keep our garden of our mind fertile and green and free of weeds. We wouldn't let a dog walk into our garden and go to the toilet. So we've got to make sure that people don't walk into our mind, which is a garden of its own right, and do the same thing. So consistency of attitude, really, really key. Consistency of effort is also really important. And I think the thing around consistency of effort is to identify those things that absolutely make a difference in the business. And to know that, you know, I've got a good friend that says, boring is profitable and profitable is fun. And I think that's really, really key. Boring can be very profitable and profitable is very fun. So if you've got a couple of things that you know that drive your business forward every single day, every single week, every single month, then of course we need to be focusing our efforts in those areas. And that's where we've got to be able to deal with the monotony that sometimes crops into the business and resist the urge to have an affair, as I mentioned earlier, on our business by looking for other things. So that's the consistency of effort and attitude part. But really, we need a good reason why to do this. We need to know why we're doing things, what we're pursuing, and why that matters to us. And I remember reading Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning, and in essence, he was talking about the pursuit of goals as being a source of happiness rather than the achievement of those goals in themselves. So it's about the pursuit, it's about who we're becoming, it's about the never-ending learning, it's about becoming that person which creates a happiness within us. So for each of us, you know, you've got to have a good reason or a well-defined vision, goal, or dream about, you know, what sort of lifestyle do you want to be leading? You know, what sort of money do you need your practice to be producing for you? How many days a week do you want to be working? What sort of team do you need to support you in that quest? So all of those things need to be very well defined, and then coupled with that consistency of effort and attitude, you're going to find that you get there. So the formula for success or the formula for results is clarity plus consistency equals results. And I'd really like to leave that with you so you can think about where you want to be in terms of your results, get clear about that goal, what is it you're trying to achieve, and then what sort of consistency do you need to bring into your life around your attitude, and what sort of consistency do you need to bring into your life around your activities so that you know that you're focusing your effort and your energy consistently in the right spot. So I hope you find that really helpful, and I hope you found this little bite-sized episode something to focus on, something to think about, take back into your practice so that you can get rolling towards your results that matter most to you. So that's it from me today. I hope you're well. Look forward to talking to you next week. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/savvydentist.